Welcome to Building Dreams, an insider's guide to home building with Timberblock. I'm Penny Carrick.
And I'm Curtis McCurry.
Thank you for listening.
Welcome to the Building Dreams podcast. I'm Penny.
I'm Romy.
And I'm Tamara.
Okay, so you guys, I have been so excited to have you guys here all together, and there's a real good reason why. First of all, what we all have in common, we've all been with Timberblock for several years.
Yeah,
Tamara,
like veterans. Yes.
Yeah. For absolutely.
Yeah. I'm a veteran.
Well, hey, I am old. So, but Tamara, though, you work out of the Ontario location. The neat thing about us is that we have been together, known each other for like years and years, but we all live very, very far apart.
True.
But yeah, we're very able to come together and make things happen. So, yeah. Tamara, talk about you and yourself and what you do and where you are.
Yeah, so I have the pleasure of working out of our model homes in Ontario. I'm a home consultant there. So I literally have the best job in the world because I am able to be a part of people's dreams coming to fruition and being a part of that process. And I know Romy very much like me in the sense, yes, that we really treasure that as like an honor to actually have the roles that we do, and we don't take that for granted.
Well, and that's
that was long.
And that's exactly and that's exactly what we're going to talk about today is the really, I mean, we are building dreams together. And as home consultants, that is, you are hands on. You are the point of contact from beginning to the end. And I know both of you guys, and I know all of the homes that you have built with people, and you are friends, yeah, with your clients forever. So, Romy, talk about you a little bit and where you live.
I am in the North Carolina model home. It's a Denver model. It's beautiful, my favorite. I've been there for a little over 11 years, so I have relationships with clients still to this day from 10 years ago. So I think that's what I love the most is that we become friends. I mean, this is a huge deal building a home. You're not picking pizza toppings. You're building your dream home. So it's an honor to be a part of that.
That's great. And let's talk about an example of a client that you've had that, I mean, I do know all of this, you know, because we talk every day.
Yeah.
But some of your stories are truly compelling. Like, very compelling, and how you do get to know your clients, yeah, on a very personal, where you are friends with them 10 years, yes, later. You had a client that they celebrated their, I think it was their 10th anniversary
of their home being delivered.
And yeah, of their home being delivered. And they sent her a happy anniversary card. So there's things like that. So if,
yeah,
you have,
it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Like, not a lot of people in our industry, or just industries in general, have that connection, and yes, it's, yeah, very, very special.
I think it's what sets us apart. I think, yeah, building relationships, Tamara and I are very similar in that manner. I hug all my clients. You know, yeah, some of our clients are...
It's hard during COVID, though.
Yeah, that's true. That's, yeah, true. And a lot of our clients come in, we never meet them. Mm-hmm. They're across the whole United States. So we do a lot of Teams meetings. I've done Teams meeting, you know, fist bumps, and I've sent flowers. I've received flowers. You know, it's, yeah, just you have to like your builder. You have to feel comfortable and want, yeah, to, you know, go through this journey together.
The process too, right? Like, it's, yeah, not like you go in, you buy a car, the transaction is done in a day. Like, you're working together for, you know, anywhere from, you know, 8-9 months to 2 years. I have some,
right,
clients that I've been working with for like, oh my gosh, 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
They haven't purchased, but we're like, you know, they're getting closer to buying land.
Right.
And, you know, we can't, like, I don't know, seen them have babies. And,
yeah,
you know,
it's amazing.
Client, you know, they got married, they sent them a wedding gift, and it's just, you're always just,
right,
yeah, and you're right. I think, Romy, is that it does set, I 100% that does.
And I'll tell you one thing. I want to touch a little bit on what you said, because you are in North Carolina, mm-hmm, but you do have clients all over the U.S. And at the same time for you as well. I mean, you're in Ontario, and you have most of your clients are in Ontario, but you're in the Maritimes, you're in Western Canada. Like, we build everywhere. So
yes,
you can build these relationships no matter where you're,
yeah,
at.
So I have a client that, He lives in the States all year round, or no, for a part of the year, and only comes to his vacation home in the Muskoka area during the summers. Mm-hmm. So during COVID, he couldn't come and do anything like what to do with his property.
Right.
But we did the full turnkey build with him never even setting foot
right.
in our office or with the color selections. Like, we did everything virtually.
Yeah.
And he's one of my happiest clients. And, mm-hmm. you know, he said, anytime you guys need a referral or like somebody to, a client to talk to about their process. And
Willing.
I think that's incredible. Like, kudos
yeah.
to our team because, you know, like, that's not an easy thing, right? But
right.
We do it. That's what
yeah.
we do.
It's right. fantastic. We
yeah.
have clients that, the first timber block home they ever see is their own when their wall panels are
yeah.
delivering.
Like, how about that?
It's pretty spectacular.
Wow.
So do you have a story that you could tell, like, kind of from beginning to end? Because again, like I mentioned this before, but as home consultants, you're there from the first point of contact and all the way through. We have a huge team and there's all sorts
yes.
of things that happen when you're building a home. But again, like, going back to that, like, tell me a story about a client from beginning to even, well, till now, because you're friends with everyone.
Right. I mean, I think it depends on if we're talking about package of materials only. We have wonderful clients out in Idaho that just had their walls delivered. We're package only and helped them find a general contractor to do all of their finishes and put the home together. Really short building window. So when she contacted us in the summer, it was like full speed ahead.
Yeah.
So it was really, really cool to watch the team from the designers and the estimators. Our owner got involved, you know, to make this happen for them so that they could get their home under roof before Idaho snowstorms hit. And, you know, their building is stressful. We always say building
yeah.
is stressful. But that's what we're here for, is to help you overcome all of those obstacles that are going to come your way. And we did it. We pulled it off.
Yes.
And I cannot wait to see photos of the completed build. And they are an amazing couple.
Oh, I can't wait. I just can't wait to see final homes always.
Yes.
I mean, our homes are built, are beautiful. So
yeah.
They are.
Now, how
they
about
are.
You, Tamara?
Okay, can I just touch on something that
yes.
Romy said there? And it was about, you know, almost like the transparency about building. Okay. So, you know, building is a big deal. And
yes.
the fact that we don't sugarcoat that, you know, if there's going to be ups and downs, it's custom building. I think there's something like, I don't know, let's say 10,000 decisions or moving
yes.
parts or something like that.
Yeah.
I forgot, you can Google it. But so, I mean, what's important is that, one, we don't sugarcoat it. And then I feel like we are very transparent. And that might, you know, not work for everybody, but we'd rather be completely
right.
upfront with you from the beginning, build
right.
that rapport, build that trust, and then halfway through the process, you're not going to be like, what? You're going to be almost like, all right, okay, I know it's not going to be 100% smooth because shit happens.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
But you need a
yeah.
team that can pivot.
That's
and
it.
You know what? Come to the table with solutions, right?
Yes.
Instead of, oh, yeah, well, this happened, but this happened, but your options are A, B, and C. And we're going to, you know,
right.
educate you on that. And then it's like, all right, next. What's
Let's
up
go.
Next?
Well, and you know what I love about when you're a professional home consultant like you both are and are so experienced and so full of knowledge. And again, you have to have that when you are, again, we're building dreams. People are building their dream homes. They need to be able to trust you. They need
yes.
to know that they're going to,
yes.
you're going to be there the whole entire time.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes it takes a while, like, for honestly, you might say, hey, you know, when we retire, we're going to build a home. We're going to build a cottage or a chalet over there. We're picking our spot. We have people in Ohio, wherever. They're in the mountains. They're doing whatever. But they're starting way early.
Yes.
Because it's always important. It's always so important for every client, every single person building a home, to do their homework.
Oh, for sure.
So I would say I've been with the company now for maybe 9 years, 8 years. 9 years, and I often will say this to new clients: is when I go back and kind of debrief, or, you know, always look for areas to improve the process and takeaways. And one of the things that people say, I'm like, "Did you change anything?" And a lot of the times they'll say, "You know what? I wish we started sooner."
Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah, I would say 8 out of 10.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh, yeah. All the time. One, because you don't really, like, even though we try and educate about all the different things involved, there's always curveballs.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I get, okay, maybe not always, but there's a good chance there's going to be a curveball, especially in Ontario with our permitting process. There's certain things that none of us can control. So it doesn't matter how on top we are with design or meetings and feedback and, you know, that kind of thing.
Weather.
Weather. There's always stuff that life happens, you know, someone gets sick or a family member, or unfortunately there's a death in the family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these are all things that, you know, just this happened, right? So yeah, it's that's life. What people will say.
Life happens.
Life wow. happens. Yeah. So it's never too... Well, we talk about this a lot. When's the best time to build?
Right now.
It's always now. It's always right now. Always now.
I mean, can you pause it, put it on hold, maybe do a little bit now, you know, get to a certain stage, put it on hold for a year, wait, I don't know. But that's the beauty of what we do too,
yes.
right? We have clients during COVID, some of them waited 2 years. They called me last week and then they're like, okay, we're ready to go again.
Yeah.
And then I have some people that, yeah, so.
Yeah, you know, and we talk about this in the podcast before, and we're going to talk more in detail in upcoming episodes about design. But the one thing that I've heard from both of you to me is exactly what you're saying. If 8 out of 10 people are saying, geez, I wish we would have started earlier, but you can, no matter how much homework you're doing, no matter whatever's happening, you can start the design process
yes.
early. And because that is
Absolutely.
That not like I feel like the design process kind of is sometimes can be a little lengthy.
It's up to the client. It's up to the client how much time we take.
Yeah. But what we do a really good job at is, you know, getting an idea of what the starting point is.
Right.
Right. And you know what? We're different. We talked about this before, Romy and I. Romy sells a lot of our stock plans,
mm-hmm.
right, with maybe some changes. I don't know if our markets are different or if it's just the way we both sell.
Right.
I don't know. I'm not sure. But I do a lot of custom. So most of my
right.
builds in Ontario are maybe inspired by, you know, the Eastman or the Dakota, but they need a garage or,
mm-hmm.
but then ultimately what we're doing is we're taking the best of all of these plans that they see, or maybe something even online or somewhere else, and we're making it their own.
Right.
So that can take a little bit longer, but that's why you want to start sooner.
Right. That's
because
why.
Because you don't
right.
want to rush the creative process.
Well, and it's more so, and also when I say, you know, starting early, it is knowing what you want. Like, if I want to have a cottage and I have all these things in my head, I want to be able to, like, what do I want? Do I want a big kitchen? Do I want a walk-in closet? So there's all those sorts of things. I mean, we've seen people where it's, you know, they've taken, I started with the Labrador and they ended up with literally a home of their own name. I think that we even named it that, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So.
It has happened. I think another big thing that Tamara and I are both really great at is that we're good listeners. So we're going to take what you tell us. Maybe you're building this home and it's going to be a rental, and then you're going to retire in it later. Maybe it's an investment. And what we can sit down and do is say, okay, well, while we're in the design phase, let's put an owner's closet in there so that when you visit, you've
yes.
got your belongings locked in the closet. Or
smart.
Maybe in the future, you're going to want to go off grid. You're going to want solar panels. So we can go ahead and create the room for the storage of the batteries and things like that. And then when you're ready, it's prepped for you. So
literally, I don't think I would even think of that. This is why we need people like you. And if you're building a custom home or building a home in general, we need to know that, because I'll be honest with you, there's no way that would have crossed my mind.
Mm-hmm.
No. And what other tips can you give?
Well, I like to talk about the electrical. So even if, because I've
And I'll tell you one thing. Electrical is probably my number one question, too, that I get asked, too.
Well, mine... I think you're thinking about how it's run.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so what I'm thinking about is the electrical plan.
Okay.
So I like that I've custom built 3 homes myself, so I can relate to what the client has experienced on this end. I've had good experiences, bad experiences. My last one that I did was a true custom home, so it wasn't like I started off anything. We designed it from scratch. And, you know, one of the great things that I learned is just with the electrical detail, and, you know, thinking and planting the seed with clients early on, you know, where you want to put your light switches. When you go in the door, you know, which way do you go? What do you have now? Like, just start thinking of that stuff. Floor plugs. So, like, if you're a Christmas tree person like me, at one point I had 5 Christmas trees in my house. But we needed floor plugs because who likes to see the cords, right?
Or if you're seriously,
do, you know, decorating and you have like the garland, you know, like you want to put a plug there. So it's just, we like to advise, even if we're not doing the construction,
right.
The beauty of it is we're experts for sure. In construction as well. So you have like the best of everything. So it's part of what we do and even a materials package. So like we like to just help with things like that.
Yeah, again, that's a perfect example of something you really probably aren't really thinking about. I think when people decide that they're going to build, it's like full big picture. I'm building. Oh, now I want to see it to the end. So there's all these little things.
And to touch on that, one of the things that we talk about too is we have a lot of beautiful open floor plans. So where's your couch going to sit? And are you going to have end tables? Because maybe you're not for your furniture layout. So you put an outlet in the floor, you can charge your phone, charge your Kindle or iPad or whatever underneath your couch or beside your couch without having plugs and lamps and things run. You know, you don't have cords run. So it's, there's so many details. When she said 10,000 or whatever decisions to make, it's got to be hundreds of thousands.
Laurel, who does our interior finishes, she's absolutely fantastic. But she put a book together. So, you know, when we are showing clients of what's involved in a build, if we're doing the turnkey build for them, you can get an idea. And it actually, you kind of go, whoa, it's a little bit overwhelming. But once again, we want to be transparent because this is, but we're in this with you.
And
when
you're
finished, that's the difference. It's like, yes, it's overwhelming.
Yes.
But we don't want to sugarcoat that it's going to be like, you know, perfect. Like anybody, like everyone has a custom home terrible story, like that you talk to friends and things like that. We mitigate that because of the team and how much we care about our clients and just that the next level.
Gosh, it is a lot of decisions, but that's why we're here. You know, that's why we have this team around us of people to help you choose. You know, what kind of finishes. And in the end, it starts out overwhelming. You see that book and you think, oh my goodness. But when the build is finished and they're having coffee on their, in their screen porch or on their deck or in their living room, it's just all so worth it. And, you know, I feel like our clients are so happy.
Now, I know you guys, again, I know you guys very well, but the one thing is that passion, like I feel the passion coming like this, like crazy. You really, truly are passionate about your jobs, both of you. And again, that's why you've been, you know, with Timberblock and just experienced in general. But yes, and that's so important. I mean, the home consultant, that first point of contact, you need to have somebody like this who's getting Christmas cards 10 years later.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It's fun.
Yeah. I'm glad.
It's an honor.
Yeah.
But I guess that, like, we go back to that one. That it's a privilege. Doing what we do.
You know, and you're talking about the selection process. I'll wrap this up with this. Sorry about that, guys. But the selection process, and you mentioned, okay, and then they're sitting there and they're going, they're having their cup of coffee. You know what's neat to me about that? Well, that's why you're so passionate about it, because you helped them get to that spot. But ultimately, they did choose. Can you? I mean, that's just,
it's their choice. It's what they wanted.
Yes.
Yeah. We didn't walk them through this and say, you have A or B.
Yeah.
You can have 1, 2, or 3. It was, let's sit down. Send me magazine articles. Clip out things that you love. And let's center kind of, you know, this design around, what's your focal point?
Yeah.
What do you want your lighting to be? Do you want ginormous chandeliers? Or do you, you know, want can lights? It's completely up to you, so that at the end of the day, when you're sitting there, those are your choices. Like, this is something that you've created, and we're appreciative that they have, you know, allowed us to just go along the journey with them.
I love it.
And so, Romy, you do like the interior side project for and sales. You actually wear like every hat in the company. Like,
this is a true statement.
You literally run the company. You're so educated.
Romy's going to build my next house, hands down.
Like, it is such a skill to have. But what my role more is, because I have Laurel, I have like the construction division that takes care of the interior finishes. So I'm more on the timber block side of things, with the materials and selling, prepping any kind of construction. But what we do that I love is, you know, we'll spend a lot of time on, you know, researching the land, talking to the township on what you can and cannot build, height restrictions, setbacks. Okay, you know what, you know, you have an idea budget of this amount, but that can't be just for the house. Sometimes people think that, okay, right. Well, you know what, my budget is 800,000. And then it's like, okay, well, let's work backwards. You know, you yeah. need septic and well, okay, budget maybe 50,000 for that. You know, did you consider land development fees? Oh, no. Right. Okay. So what's your real budget? And it's not to, once again, it's not to scare people. It's to prep them properly so they don't get these surprises later and then can't finish their build.
Right.
Or maybe they're like, okay, well, I wanted to spend 800, but if I have to do all that, or if I need to blast, then yeah, I could go up to a million. But it's all in setting the right expectations from the beginning, and you have us to help you sort out those extra costs. I always say we set builds up to succeed, you know?
Right.
To some people, maybe it's overwhelming because we're very transparent at the beginning and they're like, oh, that's a maybe. But do they come back after they've, or they're like, oh, I wish I would have built with you. I can't tell you how many emails I've had. But that's the risk we take because we don't want to take that risk of a client halfway through. And
right. We're not going to mislead them.
No,
never. No.
We,
not going to mislead you
we,
to get your build.
Care too
it's not
much.
Who we are.
We need, like, I could never sleep at night.
No,
yeah.
Same.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So this has been so awesome. I'm so glad. And we definitely want you on the podcast again. Yeah?
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
for
okay,
sure.
Okay, yay. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Tamara and Romy,
oh,
for joining
you.
Me.
Thank
so
you.
Much fun.
Oh,
I love you,
lady.
Oh,
I love you.
All right on. Okay.
So awesome.
Thanks for joining us again. And hey, we're going to come up next month with another podcast. So please make sure you subscribe and follow, rate us. And we're on Spotify, we're on YouTube, or anywhere where you listen to your podcasts.
Awesome.
And cut.